The Ghana Union Traders Association, GUTA, has accused the ministerial task force set up to check the operation of foreigners in petty trade of siding with the foreigners at the detriment of Ghanaian traders. The association has therefore withdrawn from the task force. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the president of GUTA, George Ofori, said the association will find ways to drive the foreigners out of petty trade. He spoke to Bright in Trauma.
I must say emphatically that it's still there with us. And the activities of the task force has brought us to this far, because it looks as if the task force is not proactive this time around to engage in the activities that they were mandated to carry out. And for that matter, GUTA has even decided to withdraw their membership from the task force, because the prime functions of GUTA on the task force were to go ensure where the foreigners were located. But as soon as we do that, then the other task force members will just go by us and then go and open the shops. So we have realized that our being there on the task force is something that we can't be there anymore, because we can be used as a tool to go and show them the place, only for other group on the same task force to go and reopen the shops without our consent. And we believe that it's high time that we have to let people know that GUTA cannot be used for such purposes. I see GUTA is part of it. So any decision that comes out of the task force happens to be part of, because we are part of it, we happen to be part of it. So we have decided to pull out. But meanwhile, we are working out to see how best we can get the people out of our mess.
So are you accusing the task force of siding with the foreign petty traders?
Yes. Any time that you confront them, they tell you that we want to open as a result of somebody's directives or whatever. But that who that somebody is something that we cannot. Because if all of us are fighting a collective fight, I don't see why some of them can say that some of them should be there and others should not be there. Because it's a straightforward jacket that foreigners are not entitled to be in the market. And our laws stipulate that. I don't see why others should be opened and then others will also be closed. We don't see the reason. Therefore, now all those shops which were closed down, all had been opened, and the foreigners are still with us. So I think the task force were not in place. So that is why GUTA is deciding to pull out from the task force.
You made mention of you taking your own action to drive these petty traders away. So what action, practically, what are you going to do to drive these petty traders from the markets?
For that one, GUTA is meeting on it, and then we'll come out. Because we will come out with a press conference for everybody to know.
Your word of advice for market women, Ghanaian in general, and
yes, my advice for them is to stay put and then tell what events unfolding, because we cannot, because if we follow the civil servant and the public servant, nobody can do the work that they were assigned to do. Because as I speak with you now, Kumasi is planning that they want to get the foreigners out, whatever means that they want to use to get the foreigners out, they are going to use it. And I don't think we should stay in a country where laws should be ignored for, such a situation to take place. We are still asking government and asking everybody to be on board of their support us, because we don't see why support should be given to the foreigners whereas our own indigenous are being denied. They are right.
Have you brought this latest development to the attention of the appropriate authorities?
We are communicating with a letter to the minister. So sooner the letter will get to the ministry.
You heard the national chairman of GUTA, George Ofori, talking to Bright in Trauma.